With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Kia ora, listeners. Hello. Before we kick off, we just wanted to shout out some charities which could use your love at this important time in human race history.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. If you're wanting to donate overseas to the stuff that you're seeing going on in America, Eli, you've got the link to go to where to go for that, right?
Emergency Release Fund. I think the link's in my Instagram bio. In fact, it definitely is. It helps get black trans people out of jail on bail.
Which is particularly tricky at the moment as well, because they're being put into jail as well. And with the COVID-19 crisis, it's like getting the bail to get them out of jail is prevalent.
Very important. And if you want to support local as well,
you could go towards, you could donate your money towards Rainbow Youth.
Yes.
Especially, you know, in the wake of She Who Shall Not Be Named.
We've got a reference.
Thank you. The only reference I have. Then maybe a donation towards Rainbow Youth, who obviously help, a charity who help our young queer friends who are making their way through this world, and a wonderful charity to donate towards.
And cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to this week's episode of
The Male Gaze.
A little split there, I like that.
Yeah, you chucked the ball my way. We're sitting across from each other for the very first time.
It's, the relationship is interesting. We're usually beside each other, which I would say is not a good relationship.
No, we're kind of side-eyeing each other while we podcast.
Sort of weird, while we sort of look out into an empty room, whereas this time, eye-to-eye contact.
This is like what I imagine when you imagine the radio.
Yes.
This is what it looks like.
The radio show. Yeah. Inevitably, we will be on the hits.
Yes.
And it will be this relationship.
The Hits Breakfast with the Male Gaze.
We're waiting for it.
Yeah.
So reach
call
out.
Call us. They literally just changed their breakfast show, so I don't think they're going to switch it up. We could do a local one, though. We could do Rodney District.
I would love that. I would love that. Down south.
Yeah.
Bluff.
Yeah, Bluff would be good. Stewart Island.
Oh, I just
Stewart Island's only gay hosts.
Only radio station, and they're both gay. This is incredible for Stewart Island. How you going, mate?
Good. I just went to a truly... So what I did was I did a self-test audition, because he's a working actor. Just kidding. He wants to be. And I always get so sweaty when I visit the office of my agent. I walk in.
My agent too. They're my agent too.
They're my agent.
They are a nightmare to go visit. Every time.
Yeah, and every time I'm like, I'll walk there because it's kind of close. And then by the time I get there, I'm like, I've got a sweaty back.
And you walk in and they just start screaming at you from all angles.
Yeah, it's we're so busy and it's all coming your way.
I always get, you're so tall, but you look so young. What am I going to do with you? And was like, that great self-esteem boost.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah.
And then I went to a truly star-studded lineup at Kakako. I popped in just and I was like, oh, maybe I'll do some.
It's the most famous cafe in Auckland.
It is, but it was stacked today.
Wow.
I'm talking, Rose Matafei was right there.
Wow.
And then we combined our singular tables. Guy Williams was there.
Huge.
White Man Behind a Desk
was there. Were they together or were they all in
different... They were different tables.
Guy Williams and Rose were both there but different tables.
Yes.
And then also...
White Man Behind a Desk, another separate table. And then, I didn't spot this until right after because she moved to a table just adjacent to mine, but pop star Benny was right beside me. And I was close to
being
like...
The Crash Bandicoot noise. Did you hear that?
Do it.
Wow. Wow. That sounds like Crash, right?
Already, we've just started this podcast and you've already done a Harry Potter reference and a Crash Bandicoot
reference.
We're
swapping roles.
We're swapping roles. You're the dude.
I'm the dork.
You're the dude.
I'm the dude.
I mean to say, geek.
You're the dude. Our podcast, the one dude, one geek.
anyway, I almost went up to Minnie and said, you did amazing on Fallon.
I haven't seen that yet. Did she zoom in?
Well, she just filmed something cool, and I don't know if it's at her house, because obviously here, I guess she could have filmed it somewhere else, but it's in a home, and it looks sick.
Oh, great.
The decor's awesome.
Oh, I want to see that. I'm such a bad supporter of you.
It's only been out for like a day.
Okay, good.
How have you been?
Oh, great. Thanks.
You're going to ask
me? Oh, you're going to ask me?
Little old me?
Me? Oh, well, I didn't even think about my day was. Good. I mean, I'm sporting probably the worst haircut of all time.
It's astonishing. It's so bad. And how long are you going to keep this for?
A month.
Yeah.
Months. Sick. It's amazing that everyone had bad haircuts in lockdown, and I got out of lockdown and then truly...
Wham.
So, basically, I'm filming a sitcom for Three at the moment, which requires me to have a bowl cut. Like sort of straight across fringe. This is me trying to fix it.
Yeah, I can see what you've...
What?
You've got kind of...
Texture.
It's asymmetrical in a fun way.
It just
looks like it's had surf spray through it.
It's what it has had put through it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, because when it's flat, it's like I look 10. I had that bowl cut back then. And so it's amazing to bring back the bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether to sort of... rock it with... I think there's a bit of shame, as you can see. Like, I'm trying to mask it, whereas I think eventually I'm going to be like, I'm proud of my bowl.
Right, yeah.
But I definitely am rocking one.
I have a lot of PTSD from having a bowl cut from, like, one of my classmates being like, you realize you don't have to have that haircut. And I'd had it for, like, 6 years straight, and I was like, oh.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
We don't get any choice in your hairstyle until you're, like, 14.
My mom as well has always been like, I didn't realize there was other haircuts for boys.
Yeah.
Because she only had girls and me, and then she didn't know.
Everyone had a bowl cut. Like, across the board, I had a bowl, and I had an undercut, which I felt like was very cool.
I had an undercut for a little bit,
which is a word that we don't use anymore, because no haircut really... Apart from when... Remember when everyone was shaving just the sides of their...
Yeah.
Yeah, quite like that.
I like that style
as well.
That
was almost undercut vibe.
Yeah.
But now we are... Yeah, I mean, we never really have...
What's the prevalent style at the moment?
I think...
Everyone's just shaggy from lockdown, and some people are like, everyone's either quite shaggy and long, or they started shaving it.
Are you shaving it? Are you shaving it post-lockdown? I think... It's interesting. I feel like loose... It's almost like we're getting more like 90s surfer grunge again. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of like middle parts going on. A lot of guys growing their hair out. Whereas we were so short back and sides for forever.
So long. For so long.
And you still
long.
See a lot of it. But I think it's trying to grow out a bit more. A bit more volume on the head. Which is nice.
I can't do it because my sides grow out so much faster than the top of my head. And it really gets an ugly, hideous, heinous shape that makes me feel disgusting.
But then you were also...
I went to Buzz.
Yeah, you went to Buzz. So it's all going to grow out like that.
But how it is at the moment, I want to retain for a while. I like
forever.
I like the length. This is me. That's me done. I'm like a sim. I just don't want to like...
Do you know what your like old man haircut will be?
No. Do you?
I don't know. I think probably like it'll thin out obviously, but it probably still will just be the side part, I imagine.
Yeah. I wonder if I'll, because I take a drug to stop me going bald, and I wonder if I'll ever just give it up. I mean, there's no side effects, so I'm not going to.
That you know of.
That I know of. Maybe later on it'll be
you've
like...
You've been a real bitch lately. Side effects, you become a bitch.
So it's on the box. You become a real bitch, Eli.
Eli. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. It was interesting though, like, Rose and I were talking about this, about how we're all just getting old.
Second shout out for Rose.
It's huge for her.
Yeah, it's getting big.
It's almost better for us, because we can show that we are friends with her.
Yeah, that's
that's sort of what's going on here, if we're being honest.
True. We are just getting old, eh? I was saying last night, I was like, oh God, I kind of want to go to a house party. I kind of want... We don't have a friend... We don't have friends now who have the house that has the parties.
True.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, we could do that.
I mean, we're going to have a big party in my old house before it gets knocked down.
Yeah, you're kind of having a party this weekend. A couple of mates are coming over before the big game.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to be there. I'll be at work. I'm going to get home just before the big game. We're going to the rugby.
Are you going to go to the big game?
Breaking news.
We're going to the rugby.
The gays are supporting the boys.
Doesn't go to a single Blues game. Dan Carter joins the Blues. Suddenly, we're both there. And it's weird because...
He's not going to be playing, right? He'll be like on
the
sidelines.
I don't even care. Like, I don't really like him. There are hotter, better rugby stars. But in terms of who he was...
He's integral.
In terms of the story,
to my story, to your story, to many gay stories,
many gays,
and also I think to the general population just starting to wear better underwear.
Truly,
hugely was part of the transition from
about underwear until Dan Carter
changed the game.
Bravely wore his without any clothes on top.
Yeah,
he was like, "What if Let's make a statement. I'm not going to put a shirt and pants on.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
He did it for 10 long years as well.
Imagine having... I would say my body fluctuates over like... I wouldn't even say it's consistently the same. Every time I see a Dan Carter billboard, I'd be like, yep, just exactly the same.
Still good.
You're never like, oh, he's a bit thicker this year or...
He's just always kept it beautiful.
He's kept it tight. But he also... Talking about also prevalent haircuts... Thrashed the faux hawk.
Yeah.
Which I loved that had the word faux.
Oh my God. And everyone had that haircut and those underwear when I was like, first
my
form,
brother,
sixth form.
Fully my oldest straight brother. He looked like Dan Carter. Let's talk about underwear. This is great. What was your. Do you like? I remember specifically getting the jockey blue and white stripe ones.
Same. Which weirdly, I found they'd always get little holes on the white stripes, and the elastic would poke through.
Yes.
But what was it about the fabric on the white stripe that meant that they got the holes there, just on the stripes, not on the blue bits?
So odd, isn't it?
It was weird.
And then what else was there? I mean,
HK men was a huge movement. That was my first year in Auckland, pretty much everyone was wearing the HK men.
And it was like very soft, very comfortable.
They were
then,
like jewel tones. Also, one of my
first... What's HK men now?
Oh, so back then it was Al McPherson men.
Thank you.
And now it's HK.
McPherson men.
Now, McPherson men. Now it's HK men.
HK men, yes.
But I, one of my first ever man sex encounters. One of my first experiences with another guy.
Was Mad Men sex calendar.
One of my first Mad Mix sex explosions.
Mad Mix sex explosions. The burrito.
Basically what happened is, and this is our mutual friend, but he remembers the story as well.
Oh yes.
Yeah, you know who it is.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Great.
Here's what happened was, we obviously took all of our clothes off, clothes are on the ground, and then when he went to put his underwear on, he actually put on my HK men, which were the same colour, which were in my
please
like
use the
dirty
correct
washing.
Name McPherson men.
McPherson men. Sorry.
You're just
I'm looking at it with a 2020 lens.
Please. I need it set in 2015. Whatever.
Yeah.
And so he put on your underwear.
My underwear. Oh. And then he was like, oh, yuck. And I was like, well, you know, after what we just did, honey. Just kidding. I didn't have the sass or confidence to say that. I was like, yeah, that is yuck.
Yeah, I'm filthy.
Yeah, I'm disgusting.
That's weird. No one should ever say, ooh, yuck, after sex.
No, yeah, you're right. They should always say, wow, blessed.
Bon appetit. Oh, wow. Yeah, McPherson men were the brand that I was like, okay, she's beginning to look after her underwear a bit better, you know. But I was like, we're paying $35 for a pair of underwear.
I know, but if you went to Old Dress Mart, you could pick up, I believe it was 5 pairs for $50 for quite a while.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
And then from there, the next elevation for me was a Calvin Klein.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, and heavily influenced by Justin Bieber and just like anyone famous who wears them. I would say not a great underwear.
I think so too. They get old quick.
Yeah. And like the integrity. And I'm like, and now when I see people wear them, I think of my experience wearing them, which is not very positive.
Yeah.
I've gone to like what I would classify as Grundy, but lots of people call, I don't know why, but a lot of people.
Grundy.
Well, Gruts.
Oh, nice Grundies.
Like, people call them Gruts. Yeah. Why?
Gruds. Isn't it Gruts?
Oh, maybe.
Like, it sounds like you've shat in it. As soon as you call them Gruds, it's like.
Is that 'cause skid marks.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. No.
Like a Rio 5-pack of briefs. Is that what you're rugging?
I wish. They're not the Rio. They are like Bend On. Or
oh, nice.
Bonds.
Bonds is good.
Bonds is great.
Bonds is good.
Bonds is having a moment.
Bonds is really having a moment.
I tell you what, everyone jumped past it because they bought Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
And then they were like, wait a minute. Are we going to just settle on Bonds? Bonds is who you marry.
Yeah, Bonds is who you marry.
You've got to go out and like, live,
yeah,
taste a bit of Calvin Klein or whatever. But then you will end up marrying
you'll
Bonds.
Back to Bonds. Bonds are gorgeous.
You will die in a pair of Bonds. That should be the...
You will die in a pair of Bonds.
You will die in these. That's a great campaign.
When I first started dating my boo, the love of my life,
yes,
he had the Days of the Week underwear. And I was like, wow, you need to throw these out.
Oh my God.
I was like, you absolutely can't wear this, especially because he never wore them on the right day.
No. It's chaos. Well, I think I had socks high school with the Day of the Week. Just
wow. Why do you need that?
Why?
You don't. You just wear a clean pair.
It's like unnecessary. Like unless it's, if it's trying to help you, like you're looking in the wrong areas for help. Like you're going about the wrong way to figure out what day it is.
I wonder if
it's the other way around, where you're trying to create order, and you're just creating unnecessary structure in your life.
Is the theory, though, that if you, like, because you've got the Day of the Week, are you going to wear them all the same amount of times, which means they won't wear, they'll wear down at the same speed? In the same way that, like...
So then you have to replace
them all one at the same time. I know, exactly. There's a flaw in that
Wow. It's flawed.
It's flawed. It's fucked.
It's fucked.
Those underwear are fucked.
Okay, what is the underwear that you will never wear? You'll never buy? I'm going through, like, the farmers. Like, definitely, like, early erotic experiences for me were, like... underwear shopping.
Yes.
Yeah, just like all that. You just be like, oh my God. Like, and it's also so unhelpful because they're just like, like your first introduction to seeing like naked men are just the most jacked, ripped like bods
dudes
ever.
And then when you put them on, you're like, I wonder if I'm going to look like that.
You think you are.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was.
Same.
And then I was like, oh. And then what's worse is you compare yourself in those. To like, so you can never kind of see, you're like, well, I'm wearing these, but they don't quite look like the way they should. Which is what I like about Bonds, is I'm like, these are underwear, this is underwear for me.
Yeah.
And I set the expectation of what I should look like in them.
I don't like alpha male.
You don't like alpha male.
Yeah.
That is a...
Because of the name, it's the brand? Kmart brand.
With the little...
Alpha with the male symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, no.
It's
not.
They're cheap though, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's like, and I don't, no shame to anyone who wears them because they make fine. They're probably pretty similar to Bonds, but something about the name just really irks me.
It definitely has a sort of wild vibe to it. I feel like it reminds me of like maybe like early Grindr hookups or something. You'd see the odd alpha male.
See the odd alpha male.
But
I quite like a Mitch Dowd.
What?
They do kind of they do nice cotton 90s. Loose boxers.
Oh.
Mitch Dowd. They also do long
pants. Are you a boxer boy?
Sometimes to bed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sometimes to bed.
Yeah.
I
like because you air out your balls, but you don't have to be completely nudie.
No, I don't like to sleep naked.
No, neither. I gave it a go. Recently, I gave it a go because I read one article. And then...
You read one? I read one article and I was convinced.
And I was convinced. Because apparently, here's what apparently it does. Can up your testosterone.
I need that.
Can
and ups it, why? Because you're just like, yeah, I'm fucking naked tonight.
Yeah, I don't even know. Temperature control across your body. One of the main things that people say is that you will have more sex with your partner if you both sleep naked because it'll just be you'll be available to you. I mean, we're doing long distance.
I don't think it's going
to
work for you.
No, I don't think it's going
to. I've started sleeping naked because me and my boyfriend are going long distance. I don't want to have more sex with him.
Yeah.
My boyfriend wears strictly black, label-less underwear from Kmart.
Right.
And he has like 60 pairs of it. It's wild.
Wow.
It's
60?
Not 60, but maybe 50. There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's very obvious when we do washing. It's just like, whole. But then it's good to sort.
Yeah, of
course. Do you have issues sorting washing?
No. Sometimes. With socks, man.
Socks.
Cool sneakers.
Because you both buy like, I'll buy you some Uniqlo socks. And then it's like, well, now they're any ones.
Yeah, true. No, Sam just gradually steals some of my stuff.
What a thief.
Yeah, I know. And he looks great in it.
Do you want to call him out?
Sam looks great in absolutely everything I own. Looks better than me. And so when he steals it, I'm like, fair enough.
Yes, that, honestly, same with Michael.
Yeah.
Did you see the hall emotes?
Yes!
It's crazy.
We went to dinner last night.
And someone said that me and my boyfriend look like hall emotes. And now I've seen the image of it. I was like, it's too
amazing.
Good. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
We've got to find an opportunity. But I kind of know hall emotes, but not really.
What do they song? Do? Carry on our wayward son.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't know if that's them.
Well, it is. We've made it.
We've
drawn a line in the sand. Are you going to... You're kind of setting into like a new part of this year, right?
I am.
You're about to like... Your contract's up at your job.
Yeah, so I'm going into free time. I was working
like
through lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Like, truly today is the second day off in a row. And I'm doing a podcast, so is it really a day off?
No, we never rest.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited. At first I was scared, and now I'm like,
you seem more relaxed.
Good. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
It's been
thanks,
great.
Man.
It's been a great year.
Yeah, great. Good. I'm excited about it.
This things to open up.
Yeah, I'm excited to structure my own days. I'm excited to do some of my own things.
Are you truly finished now?
For a while.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Scary stuff.
Maybe pick up a craft. A hobby.
Maybe I will pick up a hobby. Finally.
Brilliant. Asked me the question that you asked her last night at dinner.
What was the question?
Which I thought was a question that she would ask herself.
Oh, is it the restaurant one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, this is like a dream question for her.
She loved it.
She was asking this question while she was making her nut butters.
Yeah, of course. Here's how the question is framed. If you had to open your own restaurant in 2 weeks.
She said food business.
Food business. Yeah, food business. Using your own skills. What would it be? So what's your fantasy one? What would you do if you weren't limited by your own abilities? And what is your actual real one? You have to start a business in a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. So I went.
You go.
A sandwich bar.
A sandwich bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I feel
that.
Like,
realistic one. Yeah.
You've seen the bar low for yourself.
Really low, yeah.
You're just like, all I can make is a sandwich.
Yeah, but I can.
I don't know. What
I can make
put.
A nice sandwich. I think.
Really?
And what's I think your, I could come
sell
up
me,
with,
sell me. I'm not sold.
I would do. I mean, the main one would probably be like halloumi, some fried rosemary mushrooms.
Wow.
Spinach.
The veginator.
Tomato. Oh, so, yeah, it's a veginator one. Maybe with like a cashew-y.
Yeah, it's a veginator one.
It's a veginator one.
Beautiful. Oh, a cashewy.
Cashewy relish on there as well. Yeah, I think that could go yummy.
That is yum. Have you ever made that sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. The fact that you're anyone who fries something up before they sandwich it, I'm just like, you
really?
Are putting in the hard yards.
Oh, yum.
Because I'm sort of the belief that nothing should have to be pre-cooked before it's made into the sandwich. Like, sandwich is just purely assembly, but I mean, I love an open steak sandwich, you know what I mean?
Yummy. I've gotten big into halloumi at home, really. Because in lockdown there was halloumi at home all the time.
Beautiful.
And now I'm like, well, I always want to have halloumi at home. Halloumi at home.
Would you ever have halloumi away?
No.
Strictly
halloumi away.
And what's your big dream one?
I think it would be a handmade pasta restaurant. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love the idea of you owning it. Italian. What's Eli up to now? Oh, he's running a full Italian restaurant. He makes his own pasta. It's truly insane. I think he's happy, but he does seem angry. But that's chefs for you.
I just love this one restaurant we went to in Rome. Throwback to traveling. There was like three women that were making the pasta in the front of the restaurant. You could watch them do that. And they were having a gossip. And I was like, oh, great.
Eli and his nonnas in Mount Eden.
Yeah.
Sort of rolling out some. I think mine would be, I've always had this dream of like, if it all truly fell apart in my life, mm-hmm. I was like, I would move down south because I love the South Island.
Yes.
And run like, I would love to like run a tea rooms, truly.
Wow.
It would be heaven. But I'm like, surely once you get like the good oven and everything, you could like bang out some good old pies, you know?
Absolutely.
And then be like, you want to be that place that people pull over.
People stop at, yeah.
But don't stand on long at. Just drive. Well, mate.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Might stop by.
I will tell you. Sam got food poisoning from the Darfield.
Oh, drag.
Food
this
store.
Is a call out.
And I'll drag them to hell. That's the one that everyone loves and they don't cook fucking stuff. It's Darfield, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I have no idea the one, but is it down south?
Yeah, like on your way through to Tekapo or Dunedin or wherever. You know, all those. You know, south.
This is beautiful.
You know what
the
south,
energy.
You
the
know where south is.
The energy of this was like, I felt like I was being lulled. To sleep. It was like a book.
Yeah, we can't all be firing on all cylinders.
And then my big dream one would be, I think I would love to roast coffee.
Oh, wow.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
And like go like Banks Peninsula, Akaroa vibe, and then be like, I roast the coffee in this town.
And all the cafes have your coffee.
You got it.
Yeah.
I become like a coffee mogul.
Wow.
Heaven, right?
Awesome.
I feel like someone's missing because there's no one in that chair.
Yeah, there's an empty chair, by the way.
And you just rested your arm over it, and I was like, I know. There's like a ghost there.
This is the thing that I think I naturally sometimes do physically, is inhabit empty chairs with a hand like that. What do you think
what
that
a gift.
Is? Yeah.
I've got this crazy thing about me where I inhabit empty chairs.
No, what I mean is...
you are literally so random.
I mean, I put a hand on an empty chair or over the back of a chair.
That makes
like,
you unique.
What is that? No, I'm not saying it doesn't make it unique. I'm like, what does it say about me? Is it my alpha male underwear making me want to assert myself over multiple chairs, you know?
Where did I see a photo of two people sitting beside... Oh, maybe I'm like calling out like a tweet or something. Oh, no. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't need to be called out.
Yeah, cool.
Who does, though, is she who shall not be named.
Oh, God, I can't...
We shouldn't even... Let's just not name her.
We don't need to give her any airtime, but all we need to say is, you know who she is. She fucking sucks.
I don't follow her on socials, so I missed that. There was like an update today where she
posted an essay and she turned off the replies. But you can still quote tweet it with your comment. And one person has quote tweeted it with kind of like a blow by blow account of like disproving every kind of point she makes, because she just doesn't use any sources. She just credits some like studies, or she's like, I know people who work in this area, in the area of gender dysphoria, or all this bullshit. She fucking sucks. And to choose to this time in history to talk about this
is the worst.
It's so crazy.
It's
I don't understand
pride,
the theory.
It's right in the middle of this Black Lives Matter movement. It's...
I wonder if she's trying to put her own movement adjacent to the movement that's happening, as if she thinks that fight is the equivalent fight.
Completely,
it's so stupid.
So stupid. Anyway, we feel sorry for everyone who loved those books.
I love those books.
I'm sorry, Eli. I know. You lost a hero.
Yeah, I kind of like... Because we went to the Universal Studios, we went to the Harry Potter world, and I was looking through photos yesterday because I missed my boyfriend, and I was looking through all photos of us together.
Oh my God, is actually everything all right?
That's fine. I'm just excited about seeing him.
You're crying.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Can you go make me a halloumi mushroom sandwich?
But only to have here.
I remember being in that park, and I was like, this is magical. What an incredible world. So cool. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck off, burn it all down.
I keep thinking about the actors who are in like Cursed Child, who are like,
no.
Oh, I mean, they're not on stage at the moment anyway. So yeah. Maybe it's like the end of those shows. But it's like,
who knows? Eddie Redmayne's spoken out against her, and he is the lead in Fantastic Beasts, and number 3 is meant to come out at the end of next year. So I wonder what'll happen.
She must be so rich.
And she must have nothing to lose. Like, if those, yeah,
it's so disappointing.
Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson have all come out against her now. Like, it's just so infuriating.
It's so
careless and lacks so much empathy to just throw more heat on an already very oppressed minority.
This is kind of a weird take of mine, but I feel like, and call me out if it's wrong, but like I feel like the richer and more successful you get, like the more access to knowledge and people that you gain, you know, and so it feels like someone who is like an author, you know, and can like become like one of the richest people in the world. No, not richest, but you know, you're
pretty rich.
Like you feel like with that comes the access to like
all the resources,
and to meet like all these amazing people, you know, and
yeah.
go around the world, and then just be so kind of to end up at that level and end up so kind of close-minded and stupid about it just feels like so weird.
But in the same way that I think people get like radicalized right-wing from a few YouTube videos, I think it's like as soon as you start leaning into that, then you just keep reading these articles
convincing
and support
yourself
it from like
it.
More
yeah.
and more people, and then you call yourself well-educated just because you've gone down this wormhole of TERF propaganda.
Yeah.
Don't let people say that TERF is a slur, because it was a self-identifying label that people just used to name that type of person.
You already can sense the hatred that comes through the word that you're defined by, and then feel like it's a slur. Within that, you should be able to go like, even subconsciously,
yeah,
I'm on the wrong side.
It's so crazy. And they're all just like middle-aged white women. Full on. Really. It's... Yeah. It's so gross.
I guess it just really highlights as well the importance to stand by trans folk through this time, especially throughout Pride as well.
Yeah.
And continued, like, you just, they are always, I don't, specifically around like Pride movements, you know, it's very rare that like gay guys become like the punching bag of it all, but I always feel like the trans issue is the one that gets like the most
publicity,
the most like this is up for, it's like it's not up for debate, but it always feels like it's up for debate in terms of like the AM show or whatever, like having a chat about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just it's a real shame. You kind of wish you want to obviously get attention out and education out about it, but you feel like, oh, I must be so exhausted at the same time to be like, you know, I wonder if you do feel nervous around, no, you wouldn't feel, oh, I don't know, you can't really speak for anyone, but like around Pride, those issues being kind of been like these main kind of media outlets being like, right, it's our time to kind of have a go at it, you know, and you think, oh, really, you know. Yeah. Better to get someone in and talk about it who feels confident to and has the emotional energy to do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a real shame.
It's a real shit fight. I did have a fact of the gay related.
Okay, great.
And then this is a bleak fact of the gay. This is not, just to make sure this is a really unhappy podcast.
Have you seen though the artwork that's been put around the Indigenous trans lives?
It's so good.
They're amazing.
It's awesome.
Is the timing, was it, it was up like literally the day that I felt like She Who Shall Not Be Named started tweeting, and I was like, the timing of this is
amazing. The artwork's beautiful.
The artwork is beautiful.
Okay, so this is so psychotic, but something that people have kind of picked up on is that Robert Galbraith, who is the pseudonym of She Who Shall Not Be Named, because for a while she started writing these like mystery novels under a fake name and then came out like 2 weeks later and be like, surprise, it was me. And a shitty piece of publicity. And then people were like, where did you come up with the name? And what's come out is that Robert Galbraith was like one of the pioneers of gay conversion therapy. So that's not what she says is why she chose the name, but it's a crazy coincidence.
You want to check it when you take a name.
Yeah. And he basically was using electroshock therapy to try and cure gay men. And there's a whole study which I read all about. It's so bleak.
Where are we at with conversion therapy in this country?
Oh, I haven't finished my course yet.
Oh,
I'm still gay, but
fingers crossed. But we were trying to ban it, right? Is that
no? I don't think it has been banned,
right?
But we should
check.
We should check. We should know that.
We just don't know the answer.
They would use the implantation of stainless steel Teflon coated electrodes into 9 separate regions of a patient's brain to like make their pleasure. Basically, they would like screen them heterosexual porn and then make the pleasure receptors go off.
No.
It's so dark. And they only tested, I think, on this one guy who'd been kicked out of the military for being gay.
So weird to be like, I just picked the name. I didn't realize. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
It's so bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah. She.
I'm terrible at making up names.
Sucks.
Make up a name.
Penelope Schnips. Gria Petoni.
Wow. I love the name Gria.
Me too.
I think Gria Petoni, like Petoni, like that place out of Wellington.
Yeah, I think I was thinking of peonies in my mind.
Oh, beautiful.
Because did you see there's clips from a film from the 50s that have come out? It's called The Gay Gardener or something, and it's a really camp man.
Oh.
I can't. Again, I'm speaking on something I don't know anything about.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Have we talked about Love, Simon, the TV series?
Love, Victor.
When's it coming out?
It's coming out.
I'm kind of excited for it.
It's coming out. They've moved it. It's coming out on June 17th because they moved it off June 19th because that's an important moment in... I think June 19th is the anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade.
Okay,
155
right.
years. And so they moved it off that date. It's coming out on the 17th. It was so funny when I messaged you during lockdown being like, the guy's cute who's playing Victor, and then you're like, yeah, he looks like your boyfriend.
He does though, right?
He looks like, yeah, if my boyfriend didn't have a beard, he would look like that. There's like photos of my boyfriend as a teenager all around his house, so he looks like the lead character in Love, Victor.
Someone should just write I wonder if there are like queer wizard books around.
There are. Someone did a thread that I'm sure you can find if you search on Twitter where they like just a lot of trans or non-binary young adult authors. They just
really
a list of all their books.
Great.
Yeah. Which is great.
I would love that. So we haven't really had a big movement like that in books in a long time. I mean, everyone's on the book, right?
Yeah.
What are other big books that everyone read?
Hunger Games. Two quite similar books.
Very similar. Hunger Games. Oh, did everyone read Hunger Games? Twilight. Everyone read Twilight.
I didn't read Twilight, but I did read The Hunger Games. Did you not read The Hunger Games?
No. I mean, I didn't read anything.
Yeah, true.
I read Stuart Little. And I read See Ya Simon.
What's See Ya Simon?
It's like a story about like two guys who have a beautiful friendship, but one of the guys lives with multiple sclerosis. And yeah. I think it's multiple sclerosis. I read it when I was like 11, but I remember weeping. I wept. And Stuart Little was also a very sad book. Sad little mouse.
Does it go beyond where the movie goes?
Yeah.
Does it go beyond the film?
You will not believe where it goes. Where that little mouse and his little tail will lead. I've got a fondness for Stuart Little. I would love a remake. I love Stuart Little.
Surely they could just do a sequel with Bring Michael J.
There
Fox
was a
back.
Sequel.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, they could do another.
I think it's like Stuart Little 2 in New York or something.
Yeah.
I feel like most sequels are like,
do you know,
in New York.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote Stuart Little. Wrote really? The screenplay for Stuart Little.
Wow.
Before The Sixth Sense.
I'm ready for a Netflix series. Like a gritty teen Riverdale.
I'm ready for a Netflix.
Like a Netflix, like...
Of Stuart Little.
Of Stuart Little.
Like, I thought you just mean like... I was like, there's stuff like, on there, man.
And it's like Riverdale in the sense where it's like, it's not a mouse.
Oh,
we had a noise.
We had a noise.
That was me. It's like, he's just like... This short guy called Stuart Little.
Chris, this sounds like a fucking terrible
I'm writing
show.
It.
It sounds like a terrible
I'm
show.
I'm writing it. I'm writing it.
It sounds like a terrible show. What do you think about Ruby Rose? What do you think about Ruby Rose?
Oh, weirdly, so she... I don't know what she's done, but we've been watching John Wick. And
is she in John
she's
Wick?
In the second John Wick.
Yeah.
She's the one with the
yeah
fringe and the tats.
Yes, yeah. She's beautiful. Like, she's definitely one of the most beautiful
people.
Where
did she come from?
She's Australian, I think she was a model who kind of parlayed into acting. Like, Orange is the New Black was one of the first things she did. Yeah, she's in the panty storyline.
I started it and stopped it. But she... Right, because she's in John... We're watching John Wick, which are movies, but we're watching them as if it's a TV show. We're like, well, should we watch another... Like, we watch the whole movie day after day.
Oh, nice. Wow.
It's so weird.
People love the John Wick movies. I haven't seen them.
They're odd. Like, they're so... They're great. Mm. They're just like... Very unusual. It's very unusual to watch just like this straight white dude who like loves to kill. And yeah. he's like an assassin.
I would say that's not unusual. I would say that's pretty usual in terms of the movies that come
out. No, that's right. But in terms of like those are the kind of movies that I try and avoid.
Yeah, true.
And then to kind of land upon this one. There we go. Fix that. My little mic was making noises.
Okay. Cool.
And then to be, yeah, like to then kind of choose to watch this, you're like,
people rave and rave. They are good. Though,
they
yeah.
kind of invent ways of killing, which is truly weird. But he's an assassin. Like, he's the number one. And, yeah.
Did you see Birds of Prey? Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn, the Harley Quinn movie.
Oh, no.
It was sick.
Was it great?
Yeah, we saw it in an empty IMAX maybe 5 days before lockdown.
Amazing. What was the movie? I don't know what I watched. The last movie I watched before lockdown was... It can't be Cats, but it could well be.
It could be Cats. Wow.
Yeah.
No, Birds of Prey was definitely the last one I saw. And the fighting in that is sick. Anyway, Ruby Rose.
Oh, yeah.
So they went out. They were like, when they...
She's cancelled. What? No.
No. They made Batwoman. CW made a Batwoman series. And Batwoman is, in the comics, lesbian.
Right.
And so they tried... They were like, we're going to hire a lesbian actor. So they hired Ruby Rose. She did one season. And now she's left the project. Apparently, like, it's like a mutual decision. But from what I heard...
Batwoman,
yeah. So there's Batgirl and there's Batwoman. They're two separate characters. And now they're trying to replace her, again trying to find a LGBT actress to take the cowl.
The bat mask.
Anyway, I remember when they filmed The Meg here, which is the big shark movie that she's in, that she's notoriously a monster.
Really?
That's what I heard. That's just what I heard. That's just what I heard.
We love a little bit of gossip.
Just what I heard. This is my new catchphrase. Just what I heard.
It's
just what
I heard. Beautiful stuff. Well,
it's beautiful to
we've sort of covered all
nasty
that.
Nasty bit of gossip. Do you have a queen of the week, actually?
Really good question. Oh, God. My radar has been off.
I heard a great song this morning by Shamir Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a new song called On My Own. And it's really good.
Oh, is it a queer anthem?
A queer anthem, yeah. Because so he had This Is Me on the Radio, so you know. You know the one that's like, do you know that song?
I want to cry. Like, no. What am I listening to?
This was like 2013, 2014. He released his first album, which is called Ratchet. And it's real sick, dancey music. And then he went kind of like full like indie stuff. And now he's gone back to kind of a bit more poppy. You know that song? It has in the bridge. It goes, "Don't try me, I'm not a free sample." No. Nah.
Oh, God, you listen to stuff. So much music.
Anyway, he's my queen of the week.
Okay, great. I'll take it.
Yeah,
I've basically gone off TikTok now, and it's just, I think maybe just because the news is like so consuming, and I just find myself like either, you know, reading sad tweets and then immediately donating, or like finding myself like lost in like a think piece that I'm like, I'm not on the pop websites at the moment at all. It's like the internet's changed, which is like
it's
for
good
for the good, you know.
Yeah,
but my timeline has like completely like re-identified itself, and it has a completely different purpose now, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
but Twitter is the only place I read news. I don't know when I'm ever on a news website.
Yeah.
I don't know really what's going on in our country, but I do know what's going on.
Well, we're 8 days away from eliminating COVID. If
eight.
We get to 28 days with no new cases, that means we've eliminated
really?
It, according to health professionals.
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
It does feel surreal.
I feel like we are going to have Nationwide Survivors Guild.
Nationwide Survivors Guild.
In terms of like the way this crisis is going to continue overseas.
Like people that eliminate it, you could then like travel to, and you become part of the guild.
The guild is that the what guild of no. I mean
guilt.
I mean for us day to day living a life which now resembles normality, where we can go see a show with as many people as you want,
yes,
in the audience or whatever. Well, around the world, that's just not possible and won't be possible for a while. I feel like it's like we're ghosts or something. It's like, you know, it's like we're living in a fake world.
Yes, it does feel fake. It doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
We do feel smaller than ever.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I think so too. Well, especially with the like seismic shifts of America as well. And like, it feels like we're, I feel more, like we're more disconnected from other English speaking countries. You know, like the divides, the differences between our nations are becoming clearer. And also the similarities.
Yeah. I hope we're able to kind of open up the Pacific. I think that would be amazing to be able to, one, support the Pacific and then, you know, be able to, you know, just like that would be a nice little... I'm more keen on that than Australia.
Same.
I have no desire.
But we got to be careful because of what happened with the measles last year.
True.
But hopefully, yeah, if we get ADS, I'd love to go to Raro.
Because there's a bit of like, and I know that there's like some trans-Pacific... Is that the term you'd use? Like trading that happens, like especially with those specific businesses who import into New Zealand. It's really beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I also would love to go to Raro or something. But weirdly, my partner doesn't really love. He likes more of like a city getaway.
He doesn't like a beach holiday.
He doesn't like a beach holiday, which is where we split off. Yes.
I'm like, there's nothing better to me than like.
I do really want to go to Japan. You know, like...
Same. I've been thinking about Japan every day.
Every day.
Every
morning
Japan.
I wake up and I think Japan.
I'm thinking of Japan. Yeah.
While you eat your halloumi breakfast at home.
I eat six thick slices of halloumi.
It's amazing that sometimes you get that halloumi that's like... It looks like it's been like cut off an animal. Like it's
lungs.
Yeah, it is.
To me, it looks like lungs.
Yeah, where does that... What is that halloumi?
I don't...
And you get a big thick slice of it and you're like, oh yeah, this is like... This is rare, kind of juicy halloumi.
I love the halloumi that they have at Kakako, at Postal Service, where it's like, you're like, why would I get a side of halloumi for $14.50?
And then you get
it comes
like,
out and you're like...
It's like bleeding.
And it's got like walnuts on it. And
gorgeous stuff. We'll leave you on that note, actually. Go out, support a local cafe.
Support a local cafe.
Get a big halloumi dish.
Yeah.
Are you still buying local? Or have you stopped?
No, done. I think I got to fix the country. I'm going to go to Rotorua in a few weeks.
Oh,
get away.
I really want to go to Queenstown.
Yeah, I want to do that later
in
the winter.
I'm going to find a little pocket of time where I'm not filming, I think, to rock my bowl cut down south.
Beauty.
If you want to support me and also get your haircut cut into a bowl cut, then by all means,
out of solidarity. It's really important to do that. It's so important.
Of all
right
the
now,
causes,
of
right
all
now
the causes, making Chris feel okay about his hair is so important. Crucial. It's crucial.
Oh no. Okay, that's enough of us. Cue feet. No, imagine
that was the preamble. Fuck she who shall not be named. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.